and Soto Streets in Los Angeles. All right. We promised Herbie Cohen, who we first met as the proprietor of the Unicorn, or Unicohen, up on the Sunset Strip, back in the days when Bud DeShiel and Jimmy Gavin and Freddie Engelberg and all those people were working there. And then he opened up Cosmo Alley along with Theo Bichel. And now he is responsible for such diverse talents. He is the manager of Fred Neil, Judy Hensky, Frank Zappa, and the Mothers, Stone Ponies. So we got talking on the phone last week sometime. I told him about this tape, which we made. And he said, oh boy, he'd like to have a copy of that. So I said, all right, I'll play on the air. I'll make a tape for you. So, you know, Freddie's manager, right? So here is Fred Neil and Vince Martin, the East Coast folk ghost, along with Felix Pappalardi and John Sebastian, at a place called the Playhouse, which degenerated before we left into I don't know what. But at the time, in
September, October 1963, that this tape was made was one of the better folk clubs in the McDougal Street area of Greenwich Village in New York. And the audience, this was after midnight, and the audience was Lou Gossett had been up, and I don't know, some other fellow whose name I forget, and Lisa Kindred had sung, bless her heart. And then the boys got together, and I don't know, it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and we started doing this thing. And the rest of the people in the place were practically all performers from the various clubs up and down, from the Gaslight and the Third Side and the Bazaar and what have you. And it sounds it, you know. Anyhow, we had a ball, and I think you will too.
I'm your son. I'm your son. Ain't you sorry that you born me?
Ain't you sorry that you born me?
Jesus.
Can you actually play your mic on this? What is it? I know you're right.
Yeah, but it's in G,
right? I have one heart. You have a G heart.
I
have an A heart. No,
I
don't have any.
Heart.
They're all on the electric. Well,
I'm
supposed to do that sharp thing. I don't save our code.
Might as well
cut that for a minute.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
No. Don't forget
my code.
I know you're right. Take one.
Oh boy, did that sound familiar?
You know something? We're playing this on a mono machine because the other machine was busy, right? And I just realized we're picking up only half the track. What I think we're going to do is just switch machines. So, why don't I play some Love 'Em Spoonful while we switch machines? We'll go back on the stereo machine because they're off and... John Sebastian with Love 'Em Spoonful. That's from the best of Love 'Em Spoonful. On Kama Sutra, naturally release. KLPS 8064. So, is there something we ought to do that we haven't done yet? International concerts. Where's that? Where'd you go there? International concerts. Ah, yes. Strong recommendation from us to you. Brazil's world-famous master guitarist, Laurindo Almeida, winner of 10 Grammy Awards for his superb recordings, will play two recitals at the El Rodeo School Concert Theater in Beverly Hills on Saturday evening, December the 7th, and Sunday afternoon, December the 8th. Phone reservations are being accepted at 272-5539. The phone number again, 272-5539. It's about time we got back to playing some, especially that first... duets with a Spanish guitar with Sally Terry and Laurindo. That'd be nice, huh? All right. We'll dive back into the tape where we, right at the beginning of I Know You Writer. I think there's a place here, the reason why I was playing mono, there's a place where one mic cut off for a little bit and it switches back and forth. And if we had a full track, it would have been all right. But we had a half track and you were hearing an awful lot of Felix Popolardi's guitarrón. Guitarrón is a bass guitar, which Felix used to play back in those days in lieu of a bass fiddle. He could play, you know, faster lines on it because it's like playing a guitar. But it's got very stiff strings, you know, like bridge cables, and his fingers were tired. He's been playing for 3 days solid in the recording sessions. You'll hear him complain about it. He did a lot of complaining, did Felix.
Jesus.
Yeah, can I play harmonica on this?
What is it?
I know you're right.
Yeah, but it's in G, right? I have what harp?
You got a G harp, don't you?
I got an A harp. No, I don't have any more stops. They're all on electric.
Oh, you might as well do an F sharp then?
Yeah.
That'll save our coach. You might as well cut that for a minute.
All
right. Okay, you ready?
No.
Don't forget my coat.
I know you're right, take one.
Oh boy, did that sound familiar.
Thank you.
Vince Martin and Fred Neil, Felix Pappalardi and John Sebastian, I Know You Rider, on KRHM Los Angeles. Back to the tape and back to the Playhouse in New York, 1963.
Take two.
That's like taking a left-hand turn out of a right-hand lane without signaling.
Go to jail!
That was called, I Know You Riders.
Got that.
Yeah, let's do morning view.
Oh, that's going to be another half hour tuning.
I know, but what fun. While my throat rests.
Well, America.
Welcome to 2 hours of 12-string guitar tuning. The 12-string is invented by a Mexican masochist, and it still works. As for the guitar arm, we won't talk about that. Cello pegs. It's trying to upgrade the instrument. Is what it is.
Burned again. They just resent paying me for recording sessions. That's where it's at.
You seem to have so much fun.
Every time Paul comes over and says, we got another session, and I go, oh, wow, wonderful. You know, they throw things at me.
The blues background is John Sebastian. It's called blues tuning.
Hello, John.
John, do you know the lemon juice tuning?
What?
Lemon juice tuning.
Lemon, why?
Do you know that he boils his guitar strings?
He also boils marbles.
No, you fry marbles.
He boils.
Who said that? Who said that?
All right.
You know it.
Yeah. All right, John, relax.
Well, America.
And all the ships at sea.
This is watching you too, Jacob.
That was Magic Jack in bed.
Magic Jack. Solomon.
No, wait, shh.
Everybody's got somebody.
It's Solomon.
We've got Magic Jack.
We really have got to turn to this.
Hey, John?
You bloody
what's happening? Oh, but we're not doing that, are we? Oh.
Shh.
I don't know. I'm just here for the ride.
Listen, wait.
Look out for the curve.
Lovely.
You ready?
One, two.
I can't.
Oh.
Right on that.
Ha 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 ha!
might be a little number. You know what it is, really? It gets damp in here. And every time they open the door, a draft comes in, right? And the store,
you'd say the same thing in a vacuum.
No, I show you
my best friend's
there. Now watch. It's going to happen.
Hey, Freddy.
Dodgers.
Freddy, you'd say the same thing in a vacuum. You know that? That's your stock excuse, man. Damn.
But I've never been in a vacuum yet.
Oh, yes, you have.
Oh, is that a vacuum?
Oh, yeah, that's a vacuum. You've spent most of your life in a vacuum, Freddy.
Back in South Vacuum, where I was partially born and totally depressed.
Down in Clear Fork, North Dakota.
Aren't you glad you're not from Elm City?
This is a very serious song.
So is tuning.
It's about a man and a woman, which is hard to record. The woman asks her man to take her for a walk in the morning dew, but there is no water because someone's pushed the button.
Besides that, he's on crutches.
He's getting sick.
I've been sick.
That's like you live with us.
Thank you.
strings kept going out while we were playing the song. Fuck me, I don't.
What is that money doing on the table? Can I have a sip of that? May I have a sip of that? Oh, could I have a sip of that?
Stop. You're under arrest. How long did you say you're planning to stay up?
Oh, do that. That's pretty. Do that.
Tune it.
Frankie, cover my tune. And the candy store man says, the water's broken.
The water's broken, man.
How could the water be broken? How could the water be broken? Welcome to Brooklyn.
All right, you want to do Weary Blues?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, wait, it'll still not take us half a minute.
Weary blues,
weary, weary blues.
been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Sweet mama, please come on home now. Won't you please come on home now? Won't you please?
That's interesting.
Let's go.
Send me a card for Christmas, will you?
Where are you going to be? Home?
Yeah. I don't want your address.
Aviation Avenue?
Yes.
That's a good place to be.
There it is, totally unedited. I never will edit it. That was the cut in which we tried to pull the gain down because they were banging the needles right off the meters. And we weren't able to, you know, do any kind of careful setup with microphones on this session. We came in, rooms full of people. We had two mics only, and I didn't bring a mixer along, just the mixer that was in the tape recorder. So we put a Shep's mic on Vince and Fred because of the way the stage was set up, and we stuck a Shure microphone, good one, on Felix Popolardi's bass and let John Sebastian fill in where and when he would. And we just let it fly, but there were a couple of places where I was sure, you know, they were it was only a two-head machine, so I couldn't tell off the tape whether they were overloading or not. So we yanked down the control and cut out of one mic and jumped over another. You play it in mono, you can't hear the difference, but playing in stereo as we did, you can. But still, I could play the track on the record. I have a feeling that the one on the tape is a little more exciting of line and track. And, you know, that's the way it was. A bunch of bright young kids coming in from all points of the globe. Fluffy Jonathan from England and Lou Gossett from New York and Len Chandler and Lisa Kindred coming down from Boston. She lives out here now, I guess. She did a couple of years ago. And nice people. That's who was talking at the end of the thing. And Vince is from Brooklyn, but was living in Coconut Grove, and Freddie's from Coconut Grove, Freddie Neal. And just nice things happening. A bunch of young kids full of talent who suddenly appeared on the scene and essentially were the transition group, I think, between what was happening with folk music in the 50s and what folk music has become, folk rock, whatever you want to call it, in the 60s. The album that they had made for Elektra was the group that you heard, was Tear Down the Walls, and the third voice on the last number that you heard was that of Felix Popolardi, who you'll also hear on the record. We just played Tear Down the Walls from EKS 7248 Elektra. Vince Martin, and we call him the East Coast Folk Ghost because about 1956 he had a big hit, Cindy O' Cindy, and then he'd have a habit of disappearing for 6 months, 9 months, a year at a time. Nobody knew where he'd be, and then he'd show up on the scene again with his old Washburn guitar. And Vince sings awful pretty. I mean, awful pretty, you know. And but he came up with Freddie, and they did this record, and they worked together for a few months, and then they split up. And Vince went back down to Florida, and Freddie stayed in New York. Now, I don't know where Vince Martin is at all, and Freddie's back in Florida, where life seems to treat him most kindly. And these are good friends, people that we care very deeply about. So we'll play Tear Down the Walls, and then we'll play Freddie in a later incarnation from his Capitol record. First Capitol record, we'll play Everybody's Talking, and then we'll get on to other things.
Thank you.
that's so remarkable. That really is. And, you know, there are things of much stronger pith and moment in the recording, as there is on Hamilton's recording, as a matter of fact. Hamilton writes beautiful songs. And, but that's from Van Dyke Park's song cycle, 1727. That's Donovan's Colors. An essay on Donovan's Colors by Van Dyke Parks, using the total environment of music in the 1960s, the recording studio, the recording instruments, the musical instruments, and the imagination, creativity of a very exceptional young man. When Van Dyke was last here, I think we played a Gershwin record, and I promised that I'd record some of it for somebody. And the easiest way for me to do it is on the air, and I love to play it anyhow. And the reason why I say that Van Dyke's playing is somewhat Gershwin-esque, it isn't that he copies Gershwin in any way, because he hadn't heard this. But as famous as Gershwin is, and as popular as his music is and has been, I don't think anybody can really appreciate the total phenomenon of Gershwin until they've heard him play. And as far as I know, this is one of the very few records that he has ever made. It's called Gershwin Plays Gershwin. It's on Audio Archives, a 10-inch LP 0073. I don't know where you find it. I've had it a long time, and it sounds, it's, you know, 1920s anyhow. The singers on the recording are Fred and Adele Astaire. So that's how far back this goes. Memories of OK, 1926, Lady Be Good, 1924, Tiptoes, 1925, etc., etc. And we can't play all of it in the time that's remaining, quite obviously. We'll play some. And I'd heard, you know, all my life about how the most famous, brilliant, articulate, glamorous people in the world used to come to parties and at Gershwin's or where Gershwin was. And he would sit down at the piano, and they would shut up and listen all night long, and, you know, until the dawn came up, right? And this man would play and play and play. And when you hear this record, the same marvelous vitality and the same marvelous feeling of personality that I get when I listen to Van Dyke play is very implicit in the music of Mr. Gershwin. If you hear some things that sound a little corny now, remember that they weren't corny 40-odd years ago. They were brand new, and besides the way he plays them, nothing's corny. I think it's a marvelous recording, so we'll dip into it after these announcements. For your winter vacation, or just a getaway weekend, nothing beats Tucson, Arizona, where the desert and the mountains meet. And for the place to go in Tucson, nothing beats the Desert Inn Hotel, the resort hotel close to everything. Three swimming pools, golf privileges, gourmet dining, and the Chuck Wagon Buffet give the Desert Inn the warmth of Western hospitality, plus the luxury desired by the most demanding guest. You're only an hour away by plane, but you'll arrive in a different world at the Desert Inn. For reservation, call the Desert Inn direct or see your travel agent. The United Crusade is rapidly forging ahead toward its goal of $28,200,000. Help make this goal by giving now to the United Crusade. And now, Gershwin plays Gershwin. Thank you.
stick to it. I hope it listens well. Hey, fascinating rhythm, got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm on the way to work. A lot of mess you're making, the neighbors wanna know why I'm always shaking just like a silver. Each morning I get up with a sun. Start a hopping, never stopping. By that night the work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to matter. So it has to be. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it happy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you've got to stop picking on me.
I guess that's all we'll have time for tonight. We'll play some more next week. That's Gershwin Plays Gershwin, the voices of Fred and Adele Astaire. On the other side, they do the You Don't Know the Half of It, Dearie Blues. And Fred Astaire sings and dances, and George Gershwin calls out something to Fred Astaire, and it's just marvelous, you know. And not just on a nostalgic basis, you know. Anytime you listen to music, if you listen to Renaissance music or Baroque music, essentially I hope what you do is listen one ear with your modern, sophisticated ear, and the other try to put yourself back in the time of, let's say, Monteverdi or Handel or what have you, right? And essentially, you can listen with your modern ear and with also your imagination, so you can put yourself back in the time, say 1926, when this recording was made and when this music was the latest, newest, most exciting thing that was happening in one segment of the music public, and this was the most, perhaps, invigorating element in it, Mr. George Gershwin. And you accept it on as purely on its historical and its musical value. I love this record. And we'll play more of it next week. Audio Archives, LP0073. Stay tuned for Mr. Edward Baxter, who comes on with Comedy and Jazz in about five and a half. Immediately following, The Sorry State of the World is delineated by the Honorable Edward Baxter on KRHM Los Angeles. Meanwhile, this is Skip Weschner for the world's most glamorous secretary and smorting, saying, not only does Hamilton Camp live, but Severin Darden lives. Think about that for a while. Meanwhile, good night and good sound to you.